So this might be my last message. I don't know. I chewed some nicotine gum. to experiment with, see if it would cure any kind of symptoms from not being able to smell after catching, you know what, I can't say. Probably won't matter anyway. I feel like I'm getting ready to pass out. But don't ever do that. If you're not a smoker, do not ever take nicotine gum. This is ridiculous. I've never been the weirdest feeling and the dizzy. Can't find any kind of rest. Can't eat nothing. If I eat something, I throw it up. So I just, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll never do that again. I'm just recording this because it's supposed to only last 30 minutes, but this is the weirdest feeling. It won't go away. It's like, you know how you can, why do people smoke? I don't know why people drink or smoke or anything. I was experimenting. Just like I experiment with the herbs. Some people say herbs. I just don't understand why they say herbs. It's herbs. It's herbs, people. It's herbs. I'm recording this message to try to get through this. This is to distract me. It's the weirdest feeling. It's like your whole body is like trying to push it out, but it won't go away. You can't lay down, can't sit still. They need to make it illegal. If smokers go through this, why would they do this? I was trying to take it for medicinal purposes. And man, this is crazy. I did the research paper said that some people lost their sense of smell and they took some nicotine patches. And it instantly came back. This is ridiculous. How can people take nicotine every day? I'm dizzy. Can't get any relief. If I walk around outside, it's like 1 a.m, it don't do nothing. If I lean over for a second, there's some relief just leaning over. Then you have to stand up. Then you sit down. You want to lay down, but you can't lay down because you're going to throw up. This is crazy. evidently the nicotine attaches to some receptors. It's like 3,000 times more powerful than the virus. The residue, the long version of it. I don't know if I ever got it, but I did lose my smell. So that's what I was doing, experimenting, see if I could get my smell back like it used to be, but maybe it's just an age thing. How in the world can y'all smoke? I don't get it. It was 4 milligrams. If I die, I took 4 milligrams of nicotine gum. And I was crawling under the house earlier today working, and I took some aspirin. One aspirin, chewable, 81 milligrams. So that's the only, and I did, what else did I eat? I think that's the problem. I don't think I ate. Why would anybody take any kind of chemical like this on a regular basis? There's just like no relief in your veins. You can just feel like you don't need, no one, it makes you feel old. Oh, this is crazy. Oh. All a one little piece of gum. I mean, it was the size of a... This is ridiculous. I had to go outside. I just can't sit in the house. It's like this restlessness. This is the worst feeling I've ever had. It's 114. AI said the symptoms go away after 30 minutes. I think it's been more than 30 minutes already. Because I didn't start recording until I couldn't think of anything else to do. I didn't want to listen to the radio. I didn't want to watch no video. I think it's... That's probably why they get depressed. Withdrawals. It's like a weird feeling. It's the weirdest feeling I've ever. I can't even explain it. I don't like it. You can't even get comfortable. You can't lay down. You can't stand up. You can't walk. You're just... Don't ever do this. It's a Saturday. I tried it on Monday at lunch, and it didn't last that long, but I spit it out probably really fast. Today, I just chewed the gum, didn't spit it out, but it's like, when you chew it, you start to hiccup, you know? This is ridiculous. If it's chewing gum, why do I taste it? Why am I tasting it? Why is it in my nostrils? I guess because I threw up. Why am I tasting this? I feel like I'm delirious. I just wanted to record this experience so nobody else would do this. I was gonna offer the advice to give it a try, cause it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Feel like you're gonna die. It's supposed to tie into some receptors of some kind. I might think of it in a second while I'm talking, but choline receptors or something like that. And overpower any kind of virus that attached to them. And it's supposed to help with a dopamine rush, but they say you come off the dopamine, and that's why people get depressed. No wonder they get addicted. This is the worst feeling I've ever had. Except for a kidney stone. I'd rather have the flu than go through this. You can't sit still. Can't lay down. Try to listen to radio. You can't do that. Watch a video on YouTube. You can't do that. Read some of the research findings. Some of the people who had the long effects of the virus, they took the, what made them do the research is they noticed the smokers were not affected. The long symptoms, the smokers weren't affected. So they took a trial group, put them on a nicotine patch. And I'm trying to think of something I could eat. Can't drive to the store, get an orange juice or whatever. Somebody, I told somebody about it I told somebody I was going to take some nicotine gum who's a drug head and don't want to say drug heads because it's a nice person, but let me say it this way. They do the marijuana stuff. And they said, she said, you might throw up. I'm not calling her drug head. She's nice. I need to be nicer to people. Only thing I know is to get out of your systems, take deep breaths. Because if I drink water, I'll throw up. My neighbors probably think, what is he doing? So it's been more than 30 minutes. AI said the effects go away in 30 minutes. It's starting up. Starting to feel a little bit where I can sit still, stand still, and I'm leaning over on the car. Don't do it, people. Nicotine is not your friend. I'm trying to do biohacking. That's not a good idea. Who would have known? I was just chewing the gum and it's 4 milligrams. And who would have known it would last? It would do this. I'm looking for 2 moons. I don't have my glasses on, but I'm watching this cloud go by. It's kind of like, it's hard to believe. Am I hallucinating what I'm seeing? It's supposed to have 2 moons right now. I almost went to the emergency room. Oh, this is crazy. This is not right. This should not even be over the counter. This should not be over the counter. I'm gonna put this on pause and rent it. If I make it through this, I'm gonna have to do the research now how to get the nicotine out of your system completely. Jogging, sweating, whatever. This is ridiculous. No wonder y'all feel bad after smoking. You can actually feel it affecting your nerves on in your joints. I feel sorry for people who are addicted to smoking. Because if you go through something like this, wow. Man. Maybe you have to go through stuff to have compassion on people. That's the only thing I can figure. I didn't realize how bad this could be. This is ridiculous. I'd rather be crawling under that house in a 2-foot crawl space than ever do this again. And the chemicals they're putting in stuff. That's probably where that fiber, people say they have fibromyalgia. That's probably where it's coming from. Secondhand smoke from nicotine. This is ridiculous. It's been going on for 45 minutes. I'm just now been able to sit still. Once the dizziness goes away, I'm going to go down here to the store and get me something to... Chocolate milk or orange juice or something. If people feel like this all the time, this is not good, people. If this is how people feel, y'all need to start fasting and jogging and exercising and riding your bike. Don't drink, no drinking and no smoking. This is terrible. I feel sorry for people. If they're addicted to this, I guess I had to go through it just to experience it. This is crazy. There's just no relief. I mean, it's like you would have to take some kind of just chewing that little piece of gum, I mean, the size of your fingernail, a piece of gum the size of your fingernail, to do this? I'll never do this again. I like feeling good. I don't like feeling bad. Right when you think it's going away, it comes back. Maybe if I jog around the block or something.
Writing. hopeful there are people like you around. Because we're going to talk about my goals a bit later, but, you know, it's been a sort of bed.
Not to mention being dizzy. Lord. I don't feel like talking. I don't feel like doing. I can't sleep. I can't walk. I can't talk. Can't even focus on anything.